Time now for your comments. Jeff Meller of Knoxville, Tennessee, says he almost choked when he heard Juan Williams' interview with Jonathan Chait and Ramesh Panuru. The two men wrote about a rising tide of hatred for President Bush in a recent issue of The New Republic. Meller writes, "Give me a break. Not a day passes when hatred of President Clinton doesn't grace right-wing radio and isn't used to fuel Republican money-gathering from sea to shining sea." Other listeners were more critical of President Bush's policies. Christian Wainwright of Adelphi, Maryland, doesn't like President Bush's tax cut and his foreign policy, which he describes as unilateral, short-sighted, might makes right. He writes, "There are many valid reasons to not want George Bush reelected, other than whether he portrays himself as an elite son of a president or a good old boy from Texas." Some of you were confused by a reference in a commentary on the California recall. Commentator Douglas Kamek said the Supreme Court overturned more than 70% of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decisions in the last 8 years. That's more than 70% of the Ninth Circuit's decisions which the Supreme Court reviewed, not of the Ninth Circuit's total decisions. Listeners wrote in response to Renee Montaigne's interview with economist Kevin Hassett, who tried to put President Bush's $87 billion spending request for Iraq and Afghanistan in perspective. Robert Payne of Ann Arbor, Michigan, says a more meaningful comparison might note that the money requested for rebuilding Iraq is only slightly less than the budget for the National Institutes of Health for 2004. But Meredith Kilgore of Birmingham, Alabama, says it isn't terribly helpful to put this in terms of how many things that money would buy. He figures the president's request will amount to 1% of the federal budget. That comes to about $70 per American counted in the last census, and $800 per Iraqi. He writes, "It is up to each of us to decide if these are big numbers and if the value returned from the spending is worth it." Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.